In Australia, there are over 2.65 million carers. So how do we as a community better care for our carers? Well, you can't pour from an empty cup, and that's the motto that Tanya Teague lives by. Tanya is a carer for her mum and was the first carer in residence at the University of Technology Sydney, a unique role combining carers' research with the lived experience of a carer. Tanya's just released a podcast in collaboration with UTS and 2SER, The Carer's Experience. It's a podcast exploring what social change is needed to better support carers and brings awareness to the caring experience. We're now joined by podcast host Tanya Teague. How are you?
Hi, Willie. Good morning.
Now, thank you so much for joining us. What motivated you to create this podcast?
Well, I really wanted to create a podcast to discuss just some of those issues that are going on with carers. So there's research around carers and what they do and, again, some of the issues that are faced by carers. And I wanted to talk about a couple of those issues which are dear to me and that I'd really experienced some certain aspects of. So there's so many carers to talk, like topics to talk about. And I had to narrow it down to a couple. And like you'd mentioned in the intro, I really do like that analogy that you can't pour from an empty cup, because one tool for a carer to be able to look after others is really to look after themselves, make sure that their personal cup is replenished so that they can therefore then help others.
In the podcast, you discuss setting boundaries as a carer. Can you tell us a little more about that?
So again, this is a topic which is very much about personal experience. I saw a lot of outside pressures coming into how I should be a carer, what I should be doing, what other people wanted to impart onto me. And I was sharing my carer responsibilities with my father. And I could really see as well that he needed some help setting up those boundaries. And again, other people place pressures on there. And so, again, you can't pour from an empty cup comes into play. It's how do you care for yourself? How do you set those boundaries? Be your own person without being somebody's carer. You're somebody else other than a carer. You have a job. You have your interests. You have a family, perhaps. Everyone is different. Everyone's experience is different. And I just really wanted to talk a little bit about this, and it could be cultural issues coming in, family issues. It's so diverse. So that was a big influence there.
Yeah. Look, in another episode, you discussed the financial precarity of carers. And I'm curious, as we have the borders opening up and pandemic restrictions easing, what are some of the things you think employers should keep in mind to better support their staff who might also be carers?
Yeah, the financial precarity piece, again, really stemmed from personal experience. So before the pandemic, flexibility in the workplace was something I sought. And it's not that it wasn't there, but it just wasn't at the forefront of people's minds. Being able to participate in work and be, I'm not going to say productive, we are productive members of society, but sometimes just having paid employment is also respite for a carer to get out of that carer space. Post-pandemic, I've noticed that being flexible and having that flexible workspace and being able to work on the go, it's been such a win for carers. So employers can see how productive people can be without having to step foot into an office. Flexibility also just really affords carers that possibility to continue to work, pursue careers they might not otherwise have been able to, contribute to themselves financially for their futures. Again, as a carer, if you take time out of the workspace, what happens to your future? What happens to superannuation? How do you continue to care for yourself down the track? You can't just place pause on your life. There's other elements of it. So what workplaces can do is really support carers in that. The pandemic's just shown that we have the means to put these parameters in place and to provide that flexibility in that diverse workspace. And so it's really a tool that we can move forward with and support our 2.65 million carers. I feel like it's going to grow as well. We've got, the more we talk about it, the more diversity we bring to the space and the more carers just identify as being carers. And I think that's the other thing. So many people will refuse well, not refuse, but maybe shy away from identifying as a carer in their workspace because they don't want to be singled out or identified, but because there's maybe prejudices coming in. And so this is the flexibility, being able to talk about it, being able to blend work and carer responsibilities. It's a massive win. I mean, being able to work from home has meant I've actually got more time for myself at the moment.
And yeah, you're kind of not lost in amongst everything. That giving you, I can imagine that time for yourself is just so vital. One last quick question before I let you go, Tanya. As a carer yourself, what's been sort of the biggest takeaway from the interviews that you've noticed?
Well, it's always great to talk to other carers. So carer issues is one of those things which isn't going to go away. It's kind of like parental rights and having maternity leave or paternal leave and parental leave, I should say. So also just knowing that as carers, you're not alone. There is research happening. There are actions being taken. And it can seem slow, but there is something going on. And, yeah, these conversations really extend beyond just the annual Carers Week. And, it's a conversation just to open up and invoke change.
Tanya Teague, thank you so much. Fantastic podcast. All the best with it.
Thanks, Lily.